shall be fixed up for life. Then the colonel need not tarry, Angela can be his wife. In that case, on President, a single I shall live and die. I shall have to be contented with a heartfelt sympathy. My wedding she'll appear, decking diamond on army major, then can take Saphir.
In that case of president, it's single, I shall live and die. I shall have to be contented with a heartfelt sympathy. I shall have to be contented with a heartfelt sympathy. In that case of president, it's single, I shall live and die. I shall have to be contented with a heartfelt sympathy.
I shall have to be contented with a heartfelt sympathy. I shall have to be contented with a heartfelt sympathy.
After some debate internal, if for neither I decide, Saphir then can take the colonel and she be the major's bride. In that case of president, it's single, I must live and die. I shall have to be contented with a heartfelt sympathy.
You have to be contented with a heartfelt sympathy.
In the case of incident, it's simple, I shall live and die. I shall have to be contented with a heart of sympathy.
I shall have to be contented with a heart of sympathy.
Pleasant to be alone. It is pleasant to be able to gaze at leisure upon those features which all others may gaze upon at their goodwill. Ah, I am a very narcissus.
It's no use. I can't live without admiration. Since Grosvenor came here, insipidity has been at a premium. Ah, he's there.
Ah, Bunthorne. Come here. Look. Very graceful, isn't it?
Allow me. I haven't seen it. Yes, it is. Graceful.
Oh, good gracious, not that. This.
You don't mean that. Bah! I'm in no mood for trifling.
And what is amiss?
Ever since you came here, you have entirely monopolized the attentions of the young ladies. I don't like it, sir.
My dear sir, how can I help it? They are the plague of my life. My dear Mr. Bunthorne, with your personal disadvantages, you can have no idea of the inconvenience of being madly loved at first sight by every woman you meet.
Sir, until you came here, I was adored.
Exactly, until I came here, that's my grievance. I cut everybody out. I assure you, if you could only suggest some means whereby, consistently with my duty to society, I could escape these inconvenient attentions, you would earn my everlasting gratitude.
I will do so at once. However popular it may be with the world at large, your personal appearance is highly objectionable to me.
It is? Oh, thank you, thank you. How can I express my gratitude?
By making a complete change at once. Your conversation must henceforth be perfectly matter-of-fact. You must cut your hair and have a back parting.
Beg pardon?
A back parting, sir. In appearance and costume, you must be absolutely commonplace.
No, pardon me. That's impossible.
Take care. When I am thwarted, I am very terrible.
I can't help that. I am a man with a mission, and that mission must be fulfilled.
My don't think you quite appreciate the consequences of thwarting me.
I don't care what they are.
Suppose. I won't go so far as to say that I will do it. But suppose for one moment I were to curse you. Very well. Take care, take care.
But surely you would never do that.
I don't know. It would be an extreme measure, no doubt, but still...
But you would not do it. I'm sure you would not. Oh, reflect, reflect. You had a mother once.
Never.
Then you had an aunt. I see you had. By the memory of that aunt, I implore you to pause ere you resort to this last fearful expedient. Oh, Mr. Bunthorne, reflect, reflect.
I must not allow myself to be unmanned. It is useless. Consent at once, or may a nephew's curse...
Hold! Are you absolutely resolved?
Absolutely.
Will nothing shake you?
Nothing. I am adamant.
Very good. Then I yield.
Ah, you swear it?
I do cheerfully. I have long wished for a reasonable pretext for such a change as you suggest. It has come at last. I do it on compulsion.
Victory! I triumph!